everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at demerit points in Ontario. And, you know, it's something that you probably don't want to be dealing with in real life, you know, whether you're prepping for that meeting with the Ministry of Transportation or just brushing up on the rules of the road, or maybe you're just curious about how this whole system works. Whatever the reason, stick with us and we'll break it all down using these awesome guides from Steps to Justice.
You know, it's funny, people often think about demerit points as like you start with a full tank and you just drain it away with every mistake you make on the road.
Yeah, like you're losing something precious with every speeding ticket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't actually work that way. You actually start with 0 points and then you accumulate them as you make those driving mistakes. It's almost like a game. But you're not earning points for good deeds. You're getting them for bad behavior.
So it's more about gaining them than losing them. Can you give us an example of how this actually works in the real world?
Absolutely. Okay, so let's say you're driving along and, you know, you go a little bit over the speed limit. Now, if you're only slightly over like 15 kilometers or less, you're good. No points. But if you're going a bit faster, like between 16 and 29 kilometers over the limit, that's when you start getting those demerit points. And if you're going more than 50 over, well, that's when things get serious.
It sounds like the consequences really depend on how far over the limit you're going.
That's right. You can think of it as climbing a ladder. Each rung represents a higher level of demerit points. The higher you climb, the worse it gets for you. For example, if you get 2 to 8 points, the ministry might send you a warning letter, just a reminder, be careful. But if you get 9 to 14 points, they could actually call you in for an interview, and you'll have to explain why you should be able to keep your license. And let me tell you, you don't want to skip that interview. If you do, that's an automatic license suspension.
So those interviews are really important. But what happens if you get all the way to the top of that ladder?
If you get 15 points or more, that's it. Automatic license suspension, no question.
Okay, so these points are definitely something to be careful about. But why should our listeners really care about this? What's the big deal besides just losing your license for a while?
That's a great question. And a lot of people don't realize just how much these points can affect you. It's not just about losing your license. It can really impact other things, like your car insurance, for example.
I've always wondered about that. How much do those speeding tickets actually affect your insurance?
They can have a big impact. You see, insurance companies really look at your driving history. They see more tickets as more risk, and that means they charge you higher premiums. And in some cases, they might even cancel your insurance altogether. And here's something that might surprise you. They can actually check your driving record at any time. It's not just when your policy is up for renewal.
Wait, really? I had no idea. That's good to know. Makes you think twice about speeding, doesn't it?
For sure. Driving safely isn't just about avoiding points. It's about keeping your license and saving money in the long run.
So we've talked about how these points work and how they can affect your insurance, but what about your job? Could those speeding tickets actually hurt your job prospects?
That's a good question, and a lot of people worry about that. But here in Ontario, you're actually protected from discrimination based on provincial offenses like speeding tickets, thanks to the Ontario Human Rights Code. So in most cases, your driving record shouldn't stop you from getting a job.
Oh, that's good to know. But I'm guessing there are some exceptions to that rule.
You're right. There are certain situations where employers are allowed to look at your driving record. Like, if driving is a main part of the job, like if you're a delivery driver or a truck driver, they need to make sure you're a safe driver.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it sounds like if you have a desk job, you're probably fine. But if you're on the road for work, those demerit points can be a big problem.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to understand how this whole system works, so you can make smart choices both when you're driving and when you're looking for a job.
We've learned a lot about demerit points so far, but I'm sure there's even more to it, right?
Yeah.
What other interesting things did you find in those Steps to Justice guides?
You know, one thing that's interesting is how long these points stay on your record.
Mm.
They don't just disappear after a while. They actually stick around for 2 whole years.
2 years. That's a long time. So even if you don't get too many points, those old tickets can still affect you for a while.
That's right. It's a good reminder to be careful when you're driving. Oh, and here's another thing you might not know. Those speeding tickets you got when you were driving in another province. Like in the U.S.
Yeah, like when you're on vacation or something.
Those actually count towards your demerit points here in Ontario.
Really? So that speeding ticket I got in New York.
Yep. That could be adding to your points total here. Same thing for those trips to Michigan. Those tickets follow you home.
Wow. I had no idea. It's like yeah. They're tracking us everywhere we go.
Yeah, it really shows how important it is to know the rules of the road, no matter where you're driving. But hey, there is some good news when it comes to those automated speed enforcement cameras, the ones you see popping up everywhere.
Yeah, those ones always seem to catch you by surprise. What about them?
Well, the good news is that those tickets don't actually give you any demerit points. They're more about making you pay a fine than affecting your driving record.
Oh, that's a relief. So those cameras are really just there to make people slow down in specific areas. They're not trying to punish you with long-term consequences.
Exactly. They're like a reminder to be extra careful in those zones. But whether it's a camera ticket or a ticket from a police officer, the goal is the same: to keep everyone safe on the road.
Yeah, I think it's easy to get caught up in all the details about points and fines, but the most important thing is everyone's safety.
For sure. Knowing how the system works can help you make better decisions when you're driving, and that makes the road safer for everyone.
This deep dive has really changed how I think about driving. I never realized how important demerit points really are.
It's one of those things that you don't think about too much until you really look into it. And as we've seen, it can have a big impact on your life.
Absolutely. I think a lot of us just take driving for granted. We don't always think about the responsibility that comes with it.
It's easy to do that, especially when you've been driving for a long time. But we have to remember that driving is a privilege, not a right. And that means we have a responsibility to be safe.
So, knowing all this, what's the most important thing for our listeners to take away from this? How can they use this knowledge to become better drivers?
I think the most important thing is to be aware. By understanding how demerit points work and how to avoid them, you can make better choices when you're behind the wheel. It's about being proactive instead of reactive.
So, it's not just about avoiding tickets, it's about thinking about safety every time you drive.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that driving is a serious thing, and we need to give it our full attention and respect. The choices we make on the road can have big consequences.
This has definitely given me a lot to think about. I'm already noticing my own driving habits more and trying to be more careful.
And that's great. When you have the right information, you can make better choices. And that makes everyone safer.
You know, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the rules and regulations about driving, but at the end of the day, it's really about respect. Respect for ourselves and respect for others and recognizing that our actions have consequences.
That's a great way to put it. It's about being responsible and mindful when we're on the road.
Speaking of being a responsible driver, do you have any tips or advice for our listeners on how to avoid those demerit points altogether?
You know, one of the simplest but most effective things you can do is something we often forget. And that's just to be present and pay attention when you're driving. It's so easy to get distracted by our phones or the radio or even just our own thoughts. But those distractions can be really dangerous.
You're right. I know I've been guilty of that myself. Putting the phone away and focusing on driving seems so obvious, but it's something we all need to be reminded of sometimes.
And it's not just about avoiding distractions. It's also about being aware of what's happening around you, anticipating potential problems, and giving yourself enough space to react safely. Defensive driving courses can be really helpful for this, and they can even get you discounts on your insurance.
That's a great tip. I bet a lot of people don't know that those courses can actually save them money.
Exactly. It's an investment in your driving skills and your wallet. And another important thing is to know the rules of the road. Staying up to date on traffic laws can make a big difference.
We all think we know the rules, but they're always changing. Where can our listeners go to make sure they're up to date?
The Ministry of Transportation's website is a great resource for that. They have tons of information on traffic laws and regulations, and they even have updates on the demerit point system.
We'll make sure to include a link to their website in the show notes. So we've talked about avoiding distractions, being aware of our surroundings, and knowing the rules of the road. Any other advice you can give us? It's amazing how much we've learned about demerit points. It's really changed how I think about driving.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't really think about until you dive into the details. And as we've seen, those details can really affect you.
For sure. I think a lot of us just take driving for granted. We don't always realize the responsibility that comes with it.
It's easy to do that, especially when you've been driving for a while. But we have to remember that driving is a privilege, not a right. And that means we need to be responsible and drive safely.
So, knowing all of this, what's the most important thing for our listeners to remember? How can they use this information to be better drivers?
I think the key takeaway is awareness. When you understand how the demerit point system works and the consequences that come with it, you're more likely to make smarter choices when you're driving. It's about being proactive, not reactive.
So it's not just about avoiding tickets, it's about making safety a priority every time you get behind the wheel.
Exactly. It's about understanding that driving is serious business, and we need to be focused and respectful when we're on the road. The decisions we make can have a big impact on ourselves and others.
This has definitely given me a lot to think about. I'm already trying to be more aware of my own driving habits.
That's fantastic. When you know better, you do better. And that's what makes everyone safer.
You know, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the rules and regulations around driving. But I think it all comes down to respect. Respecting ourselves, respecting others, and realizing that our actions have consequences.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's about being responsible and mindful on the road.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've explored everything from how demerit points work to how they can impact our lives. I hope you found this information as interesting and helpful as I have.
Remember, knowledge is power. So if you're ever unsure about a rule or regulation, take some time to do your research. The Ministry of Transportation's website is a great resource. And of course, Steps to Justice has a ton of information on all sorts of legal topics. We'll be sure to include links to both of those in the show notes.
All right, so as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with one final thought. Driving is a privilege, and it comes with a lot of responsibility. Let's all do our best to be safe and responsible drivers, not just for ourselves, but for everyone else on the road. Drive safe out there, everyone. And remember, those demerit points are always watching. But now you know how to stay ahead of the game.